I'm Shauna Olson with KFGO, and I'm here with Chris Paulson. And Chris, we just launched a UAV. Wow. It was really fun to watch. And why don't you tell us, first of all, about your company and what you guys do?
Yeah, my company is called North Country Ag Services. We're really a data processing and analysis company for farmers. So we'll import farmer data as planted, harvest records, as well as one layer of data that we import is crop status from a UAV. We process that, analyze it, and give farmers decision-making capability.
Okay. How does this work with the UAVs? We're out in a cornfield today. Yeah, you just launched it. Where does it go from there?
Yeah, it's flying a set pattern over the field, and it's capturing imagery, video, and NDVI imagery, and it goes just like your autosteering tractor back and forth, and it makes rounds until the field's done, and then we import that up into the cloud for our online application WingScan.
Okay. How will this help farmers? This sounds like a big help, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, we really think that we're in a unique position because I feel like the information age is here. If we could have better information for farmers to import that into their precision agriculture equipment, we're going to be able to do better things, less inputs in the crop, better outputs, and be better stewards of the land.
Okay. What are some of the biggest things you're looking for, say, for example, today when it takes pictures?
Yeah, so today what we're doing is we're flying over this field and we're capturing imagery, and through our algorithms and software, we're able to actually give a report to a farmer that says what his population is throughout the field, so he'll know his exact stand counts on every single acre. For you and I to do that today, we'd have to go to every single acre and take random sample sets, but with a UAV technology and our algorithms, we're able to scan the field and give a farmer a report back on his stand.
So no need for him to go out into this field with his four-wheeler drive out there and check stands, is there?
No, there really isn't. But what I always like to tell people is our company gives you access to all of your data at a push of a button. So anywhere in the world that you have internet access, you can view your fields and you can see all your information like stand.
This is just mind-blowing information. I mean, really, to think where agriculture is going, isn't it?
Yeah, no, like I mentioned, the information age is here, and the more information, the more data that we can make sense of in the farm game, the better we're going to be and the better stewards we could be.
Give us an example of how big this field is. This is a cornfield. We're just outside of Chaffee or Lynchburg area. How big this cornfield is and how long it will take the UAV to cover it?
Yeah, this field is about 140 acres, and we'll cover this in about an hour. With the current system that we're flying today.
Okay. And it looked like the UAV, we got to see the guys launch it, went up smoothly, and it just takes off like really nobody's business, does it?
Yeah, no, and it's an easy system to run. You could show anyone how to really operate a UAV quite quickly and fly over fields and start capturing data.
And you were mentioning, too, you're hoping someday maybe farmers will own these UAVs.
Yeah, our company is trying to get the price point down of the UAV that we sell down to that $5,000 to $8,000 range, because then we just view it as another piece of equipment. It's a tool in the toolbox that'll come out at the appropriate time, like your sprayer, your combine, and you'll go scan your field, upload it to whatever data processing company you like, and they'll be able to make sense of your data for you.
And then it saves a step. They can do it themselves and cover the crop and send it to you rather than having somebody come out and do it.
Absolutely. It's going to streamline things, because if you're on a service now where someone's going to come out and fly your acres, for example, you're in the constraints of when that person can get out there and do it, where if you had your own platform, you can go out there and do it on your schedule, and it's when it's most beneficial for your farming operation.
Mm-hmm. How many people are really utilizing this, would you say? Is this really catching on, or do you think it'll take some time?
You know what? It's a relatively new technology, the data processing piece, as well as UAVs in agriculture. But what we really do is data processing analysis. We don't care how we get the information, satellites from the farmers, from a UAV or not. We just want to process it. But from a strict UAV perspective, it's relatively new. But I think that there's more farmers out there utilizing this technology than people even realize.
Yeah, and you said the age range is quite out there, too. This is not just for young farmers either, is it?
No, we have clientele that range anywhere from probably 18 years old all the way up to 72. And surprisingly, the 72-year-old gentleman is quite good with our system.
There you go. Technology, it's fun to see, that's for sure. I've never seen a UAV actually take off, so...
Yeah, no, it's fun. It's exciting because you can see where this technology could possibly take agriculture and farming in the near future. Just within our own company alone, the things that we could do with farmers' data to give them decision-making capability, whether it's us telling your nitrogen levels by flying over, stand counts, it's really exciting, and I think the sky's the limit.
Speaking of the sky, you guys launched that UAV. I haven't seen it for a while. How high off the ground is it, and will we see it fly by us again?
Yeah, it'll be coming by shortly, and it's roughly about 200 feet off the ground as we're flying it today.
And you don't always fly at the same elevation, do you?
No, it really depends on the time of the year. So what we're trying to capture with that particular flight, whether it's nitrogen levels within your plants and corn, stand counts like we're doing here today, or just a flyover to see how things are going. Altitudes will range anywhere from, 150, 200 feet to 400 feet.
Okay. And this is something you use, obviously, in the spring to help with planting. You can use it all the way through the season.
Absolutely. We have guys that will go in there pre-planting to kind of get an idea of how wet the field is. Are my tile lines plugged? Are they running at full capacity? Because you can see that from the air, as well as after harvest to see how they buried their residue and where they might have problem areas throughout the course of the next growing season. So it's really a full season regiment with what we do as a company.
Anything else we should know at all today, Chris?
No, it's just the information age is here, and I truly believe that the ability for farmers to analyze and process their data in a timely fashion is really going to help us out long term.
How do our listeners get a hold of you?
You can visit our website at www.northcountryagservices.com.
Very good. Chris Paulson, thanks for letting me come out and see what you guys do. This is really a fun experience here today.
Well, thanks for coming out, Sean. We really appreciate it. Hopefully that wasn't too bad.
That was great.